As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Another Max Fried masterpiece. This one at Steinbrenner Field against the Rays. 4-0 the final. Max Fried coming off yesterday. When you have that type of taste in your mouth, you want to bounce back very quickly. And this is what an ace does. This is what a frontline, top shelf, one of the best pitchers in baseball, that type of guy. That's what he does. And Max Fried has been exactly that. He's been worth every penny and then some so far. 5 starts in, 4-0. Get this ERA, 1.42 through 5 starts. That's good for top 5 in the league. And the Yankees have won all 5 of his starts. Importantly, even the no decision, his first start at the stadium was part of that franchise record-setting 9-homer day for the Yankees against the Brewers. So we're going to unpack all of this on our highlights. And when you think about what the Yankees got in Max Fried, they got a guy who's not only one of the best pitchers in baseball, this is a guy who clearly is evolving and he pours everything into his craft. Aaron Boone has talked about it time and time again, how invested he is into his game and this organization. And what you're seeing is not only one of the best pitchers in baseball, but an evolving pitcher. And when you look at his numbers against the AL East throughout his career, when he has an ERA in the mid ones, you start to wonder. He's shown flashes of just being out of this world, even though he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball year after year. You look at what this outing put his totals against Tampa to, against the Rays in his career, 21 1/3 innings of 1-run ball. So it's not to say Max Fried is going to go out there and give you 7 scoreless every single time out. This is an evolving pitcher, and there's a lot to be excited about when he's posting 5 starts of a 1.42 ERA and going 7 2/3, flirting with the no-hitter in his 5th start of the season. And with an 11-pitch mix, this guy is the limit. So without the finish to yesterday's game, this is where we want to start today. Without the finish to yesterday's game, we would have been talking a lot about Trent Grisham as a big-time story. Again, offensively, defensively, he had another home run, a walk in yesterday's game, even gave the Yankees a chance to win after they blew the 4-run lead with a base hit to start the 10th inning. So after a loss like that, all you want to do, stop thinking about it and get an early lead the next day. And Grisham, who was a story yesterday, just not talked about as much because the Yankees lost the game, right back into the lineup with Ben Rice out and getting that swelling out of the elbow, that contusion that he has. Ben Rice out, Grisham, he's lit up. Leadoff hitter today against the righty Ryan Pepiot, and Grisham leading off for the first time this year, wasting no time. 3 pitches in. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Trent Grisham swinging a hot bat. His OPS is 1.078. He drives one deep to right field. Look at this. Bye-bye. Home run, Trent Grisham. He's staying hot. And it's 1-0 already for the Yankees.
That's the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And just think about it. Coming off that loss yesterday, 3 pitches in, you got a 1-0 lead. Trent Grisham doing it yet again. Sixth homer already for Grisham. And when he drops that hammer, leaves little doubt about it. A laser beam out to right field. Bottom half of the first inning. Another way you bounce back from a game like yesterday. You put an ace pitcher on the mound who's at the top of his game. And even Fried and Boone admitting maybe he didn't have his secondary stuff quite as much. So I'd love to see what Max Fried does when he does have his secondary stuff. Bottom of the first inning. Yandy Diaz line to center. One away. And then Junior Caminero bounced to third. Backed up Cabrera a little bit. He bobbled and threw wide to first. Goldschmidt did everything he could to stay on the bag. But Caminero safe. And Fried got ahead of last night's walk-off hero, Jonathan Aranda. 1-2 the count. Then lost him. So two on, one out. But when Freed's going right, ground balls. And just like the one that Cabrera couldn't handle, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball. And with two on, boy, did he want a ground ball from Christopher Morel. He got it. 6-4-3 double play, and any possible trouble in the first inning averted. Fried in the second inning started with an 11-pitch battle. Fried jumped ahead 0-2 on Curtis Mead. Then Mead took three pitches low inside, scattered around 5 2-strike foul balls, but Fried challenged him eventually. He said enough is enough. 96 down the middle, and Mead grounded to short to start the inning. Then Fried in the heat, bringing the heat. Froze Danny Jansen with a 97-mile-an-hour paint job outside corner and made a nice play, Fried did, on a strong throw off the mound. Jake Mangum dribbled one, Fried a gold glover in his own right. Bounced off the mound, threw a bullet, maybe more than 97 miles an hour on that throw to first to end the second inning. And the Yankee offense, despite wasting Volpe on a one-out double in the second inning, Volpe breaking a 4-for-40 skid there. In the third, Oswaldo Cabrera, speaking of double, scorched one down the right field line, made it 11 for his last 31 at the plate, hitting 355 over his last 10 games out of the 9 spot in the Yankee order. And Grisham, he struck out looking at a curve in his second AB, wasn't thrilled with home plate ump Adam Beck, and this would become a theme to track later in the game. But Judge, he followed with a broken bat, base hit to left, kind of scary. Cabrera stopped at third, scary because Judge's barrel on the broken bat went flying towards the shortstop hold. That impacts the infielders. That impacts the runner going to third. But a base hit nonetheless. Everyone unharmed. And first and third for Cody Bellinger. And his second RBI fielder's choice of the last 3 days. A 4-6 fielder's choice for Bellinger. Did it Thursday and today. Brought home Cabrera and made it a 2-0 Yankee lead for Max Fried. Which again, the way he's pitching today would be more than enough. By the way, Judge with that broken bat base hit to left to set it up. Also the 3 hits and 3 RBIs yesterday. Judge 12 for 18 with runners in scoring position this year. That's 667, and that is not too shabby. Bottom of the third inning, Fried 3 more ground balls on a 1-2-3 inning, including a beautiful play covering first and beating Chandler Simpson to the bag on a Goldschmidt feed. Fried hustled over there, applied the tag just in case his foot didn't beat Simpson's foot. A smart, heady play, an athletic play by Max Fried. And Simpson, of course, labeled the fastest man in baseball. That huge RBI double in the ninth last night for his first big league hit. Well, Fried denied him an infield hit there and one of several defensive sparklers for the Yankees today. Fried and beyond in the infield and outfield behind Max Fried. In the fourth, Fried, 3 more ground balls. Caminero bounced to second, Aranda to short, and then Morel hit one hard to third. Cabrera, though, he airmailed the throw to first for his second error in 4 innings. So that put a runner in scoring position, 2 away, but Fried, no need to get another ground ball. He had done plenty of that already. Just continue the defensive gems and face a minimum.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission. to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'm in that inning.
Here's Curtis Meade, right-hand hitter, long at bat, 10-pitch at bat. Throw down to second, got him! Nicely done by Max Fried and Jazz Chisholm. They picked off Christopher Morel and got him by a wide margin. That was perfectly timed. Oh, yeah!
And that is our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So Fried through the fourth, faced one over the minimum, worked around two Cabrera errors, one with a double play, one with a pickoff. Fried through four, 13 batters, 10 ground balls, 9 of the last 10 at that point, ground ball outs, and 7 ground balls in a row. Fried always says he knows he's cooking when he's inducing the ground balls. That was the case today, and he was cooking indeed. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Fried locked up Curtis Meade on a spectacular curveball, just dropped it in there. And he did walk Danny Jansen, his second walk. But we remember his first walk back in the first inning, after the Cabrera error, he washed away with a double play. And Freed's second walk in the fifth washed away by a much different double play.
The pitch, breaking ball, swing on it and hit to right center field. Grisham getting on it and surrounds and makes the catch. That ball was sinking, tagging, going to second. Here's a throw to second. Yes, sir, they got him. Another fine play by Trent Grisham.
He has been unreal in center field. We know he's an elite defender. We know he's a gold glover. He has been just getting better and better out there, if that's even possible. Ended the fifth inning and leading off the sixth inning, already 2-0 Yankees and Max Fried working on something special. Cody Bellinger leading off against Pepio, looking to get locked in at the plate. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's a pitch driven deep to right off the bat of Bellinger. Kiss that baby goodbye. That's a hey now for Cody Bellinger. Wow.
Your electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Cody Bellinger leaning into one, exactly that type of swing we can know and love, especially moving into the summer months. He'd been scuffling a bit, starting to find it again the last few days, and three RBIs, including those two fielder's choices on this four-game set and this series victory. Bottom of the sixth inning, a one-out error by Paul Goldschmidt at first on a Simpson grounder. At the time, Fried was just coasting along, still hadn't allowed a hit. We probably didn't think much of it, right? Nothing else for the Rays at any against Fried? Well, we'd have to revisit that grounder that Goldschmidt couldn't handle on the fastest man in baseball, labeled Chandler Simpson, in that sixth inning. That point, we just thought it was an error. So the anticipation growing. Fried, a no-hitter through six innings. In the seventh, speaking of the excitement percolating, with one out and no one on, Christopher Morel bidding for what would have been the first hit at that point.
1-1, pitch swung on, set to center field. Grisham coming on. He's got to come on, and it's going to be Jazz Chisholm, everybody! In that triangle, he came out of nowhere. Jazz preserves the no-no here in the seventh.
And every time you see those kinds of plays, there's always one or two in the game when you figure that's it, and it never is. And that was Jazz in between Volpe and Grisham, and Volpe gives him the fist in the air. Wow.
So it was feeling magical, and you always need one or two of those in a no-hitter or a perfect game, right? And Jazz providing a dazzler behind Max Fried. It was feeling, it was brewing. And even though Fried hit Curtis Meade with a pitch after review following hitter, he got Danny Jansen to fly to right. And through seven, no hits on the board for Tampa. Fried sitting in that visiting dugout at Steinbrenner Field, thinking he had a no-hitter going. Yankees batted top of the eighth. And Aaron Judge facing the righty Eric Orsi in his second inning on for Ryan Pepio. By the way, Pepio, six innings of three-run ball. That was his line. Judge against Orsi belted one of those foul home runs, just missed down the left field line. Apparently didn't miss. The Yankees looked at the replay several times. Confirmed foul after review. Judge struck out later in that at-bat, looking on a pitch no one liked. Aaron Boone wasn't happy with the home plate ump, Adam Beck, all day. So he came out, already a 3-0 lead, eighth inning series finale. Came out, got his money's worth. Got tossed out of the game. And for good measure, he went to the third base ump, Scott Barry, ostensibly to tell him that Judge Ball was fair. And that was confirmed by Aaron Boone because the Yankees looked at the review. They thought it was clearly a home run. And he said the audacity of that call. And that's what he told reporters post-game, the audacity to make that call. So after all that in the top of the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth inning, Fried, as confirmed by Susan, Fried told reporters he came into that bottom of the eighth inning thinking he had the no-hitter intact. But in between the innings, everyone in the press box and all of the broadcasters learned the official score changed the scoring on the Chandler Simpson grounder two innings prior, the one that Goldschmidt couldn't handle. Change it to a base hit. And the reasoning, of course, Simpson, the fast runner that he is, and Goldschmidt ranging to his right, there was no world, the official scorer, Bill Matthews, that is, no world that he thought the Yankees could get Chandler Simpson on that play. And that's why he changed it to a base hit. But very odd timing, because Max Fried thought he had a no-hitter going back out there. But Fried had his no-hitter broken up anyway without even pontificating or thinking about a couple of innings prior. Jake Mangum slammed a single up the middle to start that inning. And it was with Fried knowing and thinking he had a no-hitter. So no asterisks there. A clean base hit up the middle and a real base hit at that, a definitive base hit from Jake Mangum. So that alleviated any outburst that would have possibly ensued had Fried completed this thing and an official scoring maybe cost him a no-hitter. It would have been a million replays thinking about what-ifs on that Simpson grounder. So the Mangum base hit to start the eighth with Fried thinking he had a no-hitter at least makes everyone feel a little bit better. A completely legitimate, let's call it, smoked single. And after Fried got Caballero to pop to second, induced yet another ground ball, Chandler Simpson, a fielder's choice, grounded to second. Fried got a tremendous ovation, well-deserved coming off. 7 2/3 innings of two-hit ball and left with a 3-0 lead intact. Top of the ninth, lefty Garrett Clevinger in for Tampa. Volpe grounded to short, but a positive sight to see Volpe getting going today off to Schneid, a double and a single. His best friend Austin Wells was due next, and he started to get right as well. Wells was scuffling in his own right. Quality ABs, a productive day yesterday with a base hit, a sac fly, and a walk. Wells lefty on lefty this time, looking for some insurance.
And he swings and drives one down the left field line. Carrying, 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 gone! Kept it fair by about 10 feet. 4-0 Yankees for Wellesley. His fourth home run, RBI number 10. He goes up, though. And right on cue, an insurance run for the Yankees.
And that Wells Oppo power that we know is there on display, insurance for the Yanks and a 4-0 lead. And that would be important just to have a little bit more breathing room because Fernando Cruz had picked up the final out of the eighth in for Fried. Despite walking Diaz, he got Caminero to pop to short and end that eighth. Cruz continued for the ninth and walked the first two hitters, Aranda and Morel. But again, breathing room, 4-0 at that point. So Curtis meet up, Cruz wiped him out on a splitter. And then the next hitter, Danny Jansen, bounced into a 6-4-3 double play to end the game. More breathing room for Cruz, and he polished off the masterpiece by Max Fried. 7 2/3 of two-hit ball, a lot of bounce backs offensively. Trent Grisham doing Trent Grisham things, and the Yankees win it 4-0 to win 3 out of 4 in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field and 6 of their last 7 games.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.